From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Many communities celebrated Earth Day this past weekend, but now that the solar power booths have packed up and people have gone home, there is still the daily work of preserving our planet. The oldest grassroots environmental organization in the U.S. is the Sierra Club, and it is undergoing a change in leadership. After 18 years running the group, Carl Pope has just stepped down as executive director. He remains involved as ever in his new position as chairman. I recently spoke with Pope at the Sierra Club National Office in downtown San Francisco. He told me the biggest challenge facing environmental movements today is to get Washington, D.C. on board.
The country's moving. The economy's moving. The scientists are moving. China's moving. Capitol Hill is not moving.
Why is it so hard for Congress to move?
The incumbent industries, the monopolies that are currently making their money and are heavily invested in the past, are very good at influencing Congress. The new entrepreneurs, the new industries that are being born or are struggling to be born, don't have nearly as much political influence. So the big problem we've got in the United States is that Congress in particular has become controlled by the energy technologies and the polluting technologies of the past.
So how would you rate the Obama administration in the last year, a little over a year on the environment?
Well, I would give them two grades because they have two roles. The first role was the president's the chief executive of the country. He runs the government. I'd give him an A minus.
Why the minus?
Nobody's perfect. You always want improvement. The second role the president has is to provide political leadership for the rest of the federal government. And there, I would give him a C plus. He has not figured out how to use the power of the White House to make Congress respond to the American people.
I asked Pope about recent studies that seem to show that more and more Americans don't believe that climate change is real. He says part of the problem is that the media hasn't really figured out a way to cover the issue.
What the scientists and the media have failed to convey is, yes, climate science is uncertain. If San Francisco knew that in 80 years the climate was going to be different but stable, and we knew what the new climate was going to be, we could start getting ready. What's terrifying about climate disruption is we know that at some point the climate will destabilize, and we don't know when, where, or how.
Carl Pope says the greatest successes he's seen have been in making environmental issues relevant to everyday Americans. But he says Americans are still fighting many of the same environmental challenges they faced decades ago, and climate change may prove toughest of all.
The American people wanted coal-fired power plants cleaned up 30, 40 years ago. We didn't get it done. The American people wanted the fish they catch to be safe to eat, not tainted by mercury, 30, 40 years ago. The biggest challenge we face now is, with regard to mercury in fish or conventional air pollution, you got a second bite at the apple. With regard to climate, we're not going to get a second bite at the apple.
Recently, Lisa Jackson, who heads up the Environmental Protection Agency, called for environmental movements to aim for more diversity in their organizations. The majority of Sierra Club members are white. Is it important to diversify the environmental movement, and if so, how are we doing it?
It's absolutely essential that the environmental movement reflect and include all segments of our society. We have a very diverse environmental constituency. We haven't learned to listen to all of it yet. So it's very, very important to the Sierra Club that we provide support for environmental justice organizations in poor and disempowered communities, whether they're African American, Hispanic, Native American, or as an Appalachia, white.
In the 1970s, the Sierra Club endorsed the construction of Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant. Now, many scientists and President Obama are pointing to an expansion of nuclear power as one way to reduce CO2 emissions. What's the Sierra Club's position on nuclear power today?
Nuclear power is largely a way of sucking up public money. These companies have said, we'll build it, but we won't build it with our own money. We'll only build it with taxpayer money. The biggest bailout being talked about in Washington right now is not the bailout the Republicans are complaining about for the banks. The biggest bailout being talked about is the bailout being talked about for nuclear power.
California has set some ambitious goals around renewable power. Governor Schwarzenegger has said that by the year 2020, he wants the state to be getting a third of its power from renewable sources. But Pope says he thinks we can do even better.
We've made it very difficult for the people who want to build wind plants and solar turbines and for people who want to put solar cells on their rooftop to get financing in the same way that PG&E can get financing for a natural gas plant. So what we need to do is to make it clear to investors that clean energy sources need to have market access and financing access on the same basis as fossil fuels.
Carl Pope, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much. Good to be with you.
Carl Pope, former executive director, now chairman of the Sierra Club. You can watch a video interview of Carl Pope's successor on our website at kqed.org/quest. I'm Andrea Kissick.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Videz Family Foundation.